Why do people do the things they do? Learn the reason why most people do everything they do, as well as some differences because of how you think that may be affecting your perception and getting it wrong. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, mother of seven, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode 13 on the podcast, where I'm helping people understand the Be Do Concept and the different ways people think that affect how we act, why we do the things we do, and how we judge other people as we're trying to understand why we're doing the things we do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do Concept is about a spectrum between two different and opposite ways people think. Everyone is somewhere on the spectrum between what I call the big picture B way of thinking, which is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, or the detailed do way of thinking, which is focusing on what you're doing and how you're doing it. When I talk about be and do thinking, I'm talking about these extremes, but there's everything in between. And know that there's nothing wrong with how you think, but do know that there is an opposite way and that way isn't bad either. But because of these differences, when you're trying to guess why people are doing the things they do, you might be completely wrong. As a reminder, I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I've been studying these different ways of thinking for over 8 years, and it's made a huge difference in my life and in understanding and getting along with people I care about. But it's come as an answer to prayer, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. From my research and from what I've learned, there's really the one basic reason why we do the things we do. And that's because of how our actions make us feel. As a detailed do thinker, I've always been very focused on the behaviors and actions of others. From the time I was 3, I was already noticing and very conscious of what people were doing, trying to guess what people were thinking and trying to figure out why people were doing the things they did. In episode 6, I told the story of when I was 3 and the experience I had with my grandma when I accidentally spilled some milk on my grandma's kitchen floor. I felt awful about it. I had tons of negative thoughts swirling around in my head, making me feel like I was a terrible person, and sure that my grandma probably hated me because she had to clean up the mess. But because of how my grandma handled that situation, it literally changed the trajectory of my life. I could tell that she still loved me, that it was okay that I had made a mistake, and that changed me. It also helped me recognize that how we react to people's mistakes and what we do matters, and that we can make a difference in how we react and how we respond to those mistakes and challenges. One of the strengths of do thinking is that when you're focused on actions and behaviors, you start to recognize the power you have to control your feelings and your thoughts based on what you're choosing to do. We have so much control over how we feel and what we think, but it really is up to us to choose what we're going to do. And whatever we choose to do will make a difference in how we feel and how other people feel, depending on how we're treating other people. I recognized how my grandma had influenced me in how I felt about myself. And in her responding with such love and kindness, it really helped me to get rid of those negative thoughts that I'd been having and instead replace them with thoughts about my grandma, how much she loved me, and how much I was important to her. It really was life-changing because I noticed that there was a power and an influence that we had to control how other people feel. And I made the decision that I wanted to be like my grandma. I wanted to make sure that what I did always helped people to feel good about themselves and never bad. I wanted to make sure that my actions were kind. And as I started focusing in that way, I also learned a lot of other things that happened as a result of focusing on what I did. because what you do have other kinds of natural consequences. When I did things that my parents asked me to do, there were rewards and praise that happened. When I got my jobs done quickly, I got to go play with friends or get a special treat. I liked those kinds of consequences, and they happened when I made good decisions. Of course, there were a couple times when I didn't make the best decisions and I was punished or I got spanked. My dad was always very loving if he ever did spank me, which was only a couple times. But he did it with so much love, telling me that he didn't want to do it and that he was only doing it so that I would learn the lesson. And I always learned a lesson from it. It helped me to understand that making good decisions had positive rewards, and that when I made poor decisions, there was often a negative consequence that came that I didn't like or want, but I could control by what I was choosing to do. I found this also to be true at school. If the teacher asked us to do our assignments or homework or to be quiet in the classroom, I found that if I did what the teachers were asking, then there were positive rewards and consequences that made me feel good about myself and helped me to feel good about the choices I was making. Sometimes I was even put in charge of the class because the teacher trusted me, and I loved that. I liked feeling like I was doing a good job and that I was being a good person by what I was choosing to do. I had a really hard time understanding why some of the kids in the class were making such poor choices. I actually had a lot of empathy for my teachers, who were obviously just trying to do their best to maintain peace in the classroom, but had to deal with those difficult kids, and it didn't make their job really easy. I don't think I ever really got in trouble while I was in school because I just learned that following the rules and doing what I was told kept me out of trouble. Now, B-thinkers have a really different way of thinking about all this, and while I was learning how to fit in and to get along with my teachers and classmates, I know that other kids were also learning lessons about how to be themselves, how to stand out, and figuring out who they were. I would watch kids trying to figure out who they were, and watching like kids trying to be funny or to tell crazy stories and things about that they did to look brave or powerful. I just thought it was really dumb. I just wanted to be a nice person. I wanted to be the kid that everybody liked. And I didn't always understand why not everybody wanted to be my friend. I wanted to be everyone's friend. But everyone had their own personalities. And to me, it was really fascinating to try to understand. Of course, there were times when kids would try to bully and say mean things to me. I was actually a really easy target because I was super short. I had to wear glasses, and sometimes I even had to wear my headgear to school. Sometimes it was just the most embarrassing thing. I hated it. But one of the ways I dealt with that was the fact that I could see that when kids were trying to make fun of me, it was a decision that they were making to try to make me feel bad. I would think about my grandma and how she had made the choice to say things that were kind instead of mean. She totally could have said something mean about the mistake I made, but instead she had chosen not to, and I loved her for that. So as kids were being mean or saying mean things to me, I realized that that was their choice about how they wanted to be. They were people trying to hurt other people. And I learned that ignoring them was really the best way to deal with the bullies, because if I didn't respond, then they didn't get that cool, powerful feeling, which was obvious to me that that's what they were looking for. And after a while, they just left me alone. However, there was one day that I had an experience with bullies that really helped me understand better the reasons why people did the things they do. And that was in the second grade. It was after school. I was waiting for my best friend to walk home, and we were really late getting home. The teachers had all gone and left, and we were on an empty playground. But as we started to head home, two tall, mean sixth grade girls came up and tried to stop us in our tracks. "You can't go this way," they told us. "You have to go the other way." Well, the other way was a really long way home from school. It required going around two blocks and added an extra 15 minutes or so to go home. We were already late. I knew my mom was probably starting to worry, and I knew I needed to get home then. I did not want to walk that other way. And as I just tried to figure out what to do, I couldn't figure out. I tried to just ignore them like I usually did and just kind of walk past them and not give them any kind of looks or mean anything back. But they were not going to let us by. And as I realized that they were going to be bullies, I just was really frustrated. And I didn't like how they were treating me. They were being mean. And I knew that doing anything wasn't going to help. We were just too small to fight against two sixth graders. So I ended up just falling in the ground in a huge, big sob. And I started crying. I was just so sad and frustrated, and I didn't know what to do. So there I was. I was sitting there sobbing. And at first, the bullies, you know, they started laughing and teasing. Oh, look, she's crying. Look at the baby. But I didn't react to it. I didn't even look up. I mean, it wasn't about trying to make them feel bad or trying to manipulate or control them or anything. I honestly was just at a loss for how to get home. That was my only goal. And for do thinkers, it usually is about the goal that they're trying to accomplish. Those big bullies were in my way and I couldn't get home. And this is really frustrating to any do thinker who's trying to get something done and someone or something is standing in their way. Especially if it's a person, it just seems like they're being mean. It feels like they're being a bully. And so after a few minutes of just me sitting there and crying, I guess, the bullies did not know what to do. And I was just upset and crying. But suddenly the bullies started to change their tune and they said, "Hey, it's okay. Stop crying. We didn't mean it. We were just kidding." I mean, seriously, it's okay. You can just go past. Well, I didn't really believe them because a minute ago they were telling me I couldn't go past and now all of a sudden they were okay. Obviously, I didn't trust them and I was pretty sure that they were going to block my way again. So I just stayed down there. But they tried and continued to try to make me feel better and tell me that it was okay. They were going to let me go by. And I was still just not sure what to believe when they said this. They said, "Hey, don't worry. We're your friends. We'll even walk part of the way with you. We'll be your protectors and make sure that no bullies get to you." My protectors. I had a really hard time believing that one because the only bullies I was worried about needing protection from were them. It just made me want to laugh. But I could tell from their expressions and body language that they really meant it. They had seriously changed their tune. My friend and I started walking back home and they were talking with us as if they were like our best friends. And they really wanted us to know that they were our friends and that they were going to stay our friends. They would look after us kind of as, you know, their little protégés. And anyway, it was interesting to watch them because I could tell that they really liked how this new role made them feel. I could tell it felt a lot better than being our bully and just trying to make us feel bad. It was a long time before we even ran into those girls again. But there was one day that I did see one of them and the girl ran up to me and she was like, "Hey, how are you?" And it was clear to me that in her mind, we were like best friends. It was a powerful lesson for me because I realized there especially that people are doing things because of how it makes them feel. Those bullies obviously didn't like how they felt initially. They probably thought it would make them feel good, but it didn't. And when we don't like the way we feel, often we do change our tune and we'll do something different so that we can feel the way we want to feel. And they wanted to feel good. They wanted to feel powerful. When one way didn't work, they were working with another one. However, always, when you're trying to show love or kindness to someone, that's always going to help you feel a lot better than when you're trying to be mean or bully someone or treat anybody unkindly. That just doesn't feel good to you. And I found that when I'm able to forgive easily, it helps me to feel good. And that's why I do it. I think that's really the reason why we do the things that we do is for the feeling. Now, I know this wasn't the typical bullying situation, and I know a lot of people deal with bullies, But I've also worked at an elementary school, and I've seen kids come up to me as a playground supervisor and say, oh, this kid's bullying me. But a lot of the times, they just are trying to get attention. They're doing it to get a feeling. And when one person isn't responding in the way they want, they'll go to somebody else who can give them the kind of response that they want. As adults, we do a lot of the same things and for the same reasons. We want to feel good. We want to feel happy. We want to feel powerful. We want to feel like a good person. We want to avoid feeling guilt. We want to feel peace or happiness. We're either doing things to feel a certain way, or we're doing things so that we won't feel a certain way. Some feelings feel better than other feelings. And sometimes I don't do things because I'm afraid of how I'm going to feel, or I'm afraid that it's going to give me a yucky feeling inside, or I'm not going to like the experience that I have. A lot of reasons that a do thinker does anything that they do is because they think it's going to make them feel happy. People do things to feel good in good and bad ways. People can be pretty bad to feel good. But how do thinkers judge other people is usually based on what they're doing and the kind of choices that other people are making. I used to always feel like I was being such a great person because of all the good choices I was making, and that people who were making bad choices and doing bad things, they were the bad people. But as I've learned more about be thinking and becoming so much less judgmental, I've learned that there are a lot of other reasons why people are doing the things they do. And it's not because they're trying to be a bad person. That's kind of a very juvenile way of thinking. But it is usually still about a feeling. And as a do thinker, usually it's about trying to get something done or to try to serve or help somebody. And when people get in my way or they don't want to help, it still sometimes feels like they're just being selfish or self-serving. But learning from be thinkers, I've learned that it's rarely for them about trying to do something. And it's more about just trying to be themselves, be assertive, be genuine, trying to be honest with their feelings, and if they don't feel like doing something, they don't. But it's not about trying to get in your way or trying to control someone or even trying to be selfish or any of those kinds of things. Usually it's just because of their B way of thinking and how they're trying to be at the time. They're not usually trying to get in the way or trying to make things difficult for other people. It's interesting to me looking back now at that experience, because I was trying to feel good about fitting in and all of those kinds of things in school and be the teacher's pet. But I never really was thinking about how I was being, about being genuine or being who I was. I was just trying to do the things that people told me to do to get that feeling or to get those results or consequences. I never had really figured out who I was at that time. However, if a B thinker had thought I was trying to be the teacher's pet or trying to be a jerk with my judgmental attitude, that wouldn't be correct either. I was never focused on trying to be anything. B and do thinkers think differently. Do thinkers are really just focused on doing, and B thinkers are really just focused on being. But if you're judging the person as being or doing in the same way you think and they think in the different way, you're probably going to be wrong. And they're probably not trying to hurt you in the ways that it may feel like if you were doing the same thing to them. Learning these differences can really help you, because often I think we find ourselves accusing people of doing something they're not, and then in their wanting to justify their own behavior, we cause problems that were never meant to be a problem in the first place. What I have found that is the most helpful in a relationship is doing what my grandma did, and that's showing love in ways that help people know that they're enough, that you love them even when they make mistakes or they don't do everything right, or even when they're not being their best selves. We can still love anyway. And in being and doing those things that are kind and loving, we can make a bigger difference, bigger than we know. Thanks so much for listening. It really means so much to me. I hope you're getting something from these podcasts, learning how to love and understand people and how to improve our lives and relationships is something that I feel like everybody can gain something from and really can make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of the people we love. If you know someone who could use this message, I hope you'll share this podcast with them. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, I really would love to hear them and answer them in future podcasts because I'm sure other people may have those same questions. You can send me a message at lindykirby.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or any other social media platform. I really would love to hear from you. I also have a questionnaire now on the Be Do Concept website, which can help you figure out your own style of thinking. And that might be helpful in understanding yourself as well as other people that you love. And also in learning how to think in these opposite ways. Because the more you understand the differences, the more you can incorporate both ways of thinking, which will help you even more in being able to be who you want to be and do what you want to do. Again, I'm Lindy Kirby. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.